10:45 in the morning every month. We bring in those on behalf of YNPN to share their good news, what's happening underneath their umbrella. And today, we got a special guest in the house. Yay, Autumn Hubbard, YNPN GR Marketing Co-Chair, Community Relations and Development. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
John Sikovich, editor of Local Spin, Spinning Around. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Shelley. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. What is Local Spins?
Local Spins, a website that covers West Michigan's music scene. We write stories and features about bands and local artists, audio podcasts, videos. We do concert reviews. It's been quite the scene because it's burgeoning these days.
Yeah, burgeoning's a big word. What's YNPN.GR and what do you do, Autumn?
So we coordinate the Young Nonprofit Professionals Network in Grand Rapids, creating spaces for those interested or currently working in the nonprofit sector to come together for professional development, networking, and other collaborative events.
And that is one of the reasons why you are here. We always like to inform our listeners of what is happening. So a couple things on the list.
Absolutely. Coming up on Thursday, April 21st, we have a fundraising roundtable. So the opportunity to come and learn about next generation giving, major gifts, what's new and coming up in fundraising that you want to be aware of. So that is Thursday, April 21st at 12 p.m. at the Heart of West Michigan United Way.
Why would you ask us to say the date for November 16th?
Well, that's a very exciting day because our very own Shelley Irwin will be hosting our 8th Annual Leadership Awards. It's an awesome celebration of local leaders making a difference.
It is a pretty fun activity, isn't it? Yes, but that's not until November, although we'll mention it frequently because it is a community gathering. Would you please introduce John Sinkovitz of Local Spins, where we just have, and you and Autumn have been working together to coordinate the upcoming feedback concert. Take it away.
Well, yeah, you know, I've been doing this. Charlie Honey and I are also in the Honeytones, a local rock band. We've been together for a lot of years. In fact, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary as a band, at least Charlie Honey and I have. We've had different people in and out of the lineup, but we've been organizing something called Feedback to benefit Access of West Michigan for it's the 22nd year, actually, that we did this 22 years ago at the old intersection, and we bounced around a little bit, but the last several years, we've been holding it at Founders Brewing Company. It'll take place at April 10th at Founders Brewing, and not only do we showcase some amazing bands, including the Accidentals from Traverse City, who are a phenom of a band. They're making a splash nationally. I was just down in Austin for South by Southwest, a huge music conference, and they once again made quite an impact. A year ago, Billboard magazine named them one of the 7 breakout acts to watch at South by Southwest. And this year, another website actually named them sort of the same thing. So they'll be performing at Feedback, as well as the Soul Syndicate, a marvelous soul and R&B band, an ensemble, a great band that really sort of speaks to taking you back in time to the days of Sam Cooke and Marvin Gaye and some other great stuff. And then the Honeytones, of course, will play as well. But really, we do this not only to draw attention to the bands, but to draw attention to the great work that Access of West Michigan's doing. Access is an amazing organization. I was on the board there for 3 years and really got to see the kinds of work that they're doing to help the underprivileged in our community. Everything from coordinating food pantries for needy families to providing some social service assistance, providing some connections so that they can, some underprivileged and the needy can find the services that they need. They have so many great programs, and Autumn's really been involved with Access as well. And it's amazing to see what they do with the resources that they have. And I think it's a great time in the spring, and it's a time of renewal. It's a time to plant some seeds of hope, I think, and to get people thinking about those that may not have. And I think it's really important for us as musicians, as people in the community, to sort of recognize the people that need help. And it's a great time to do it. And, you know, we have a lot of fun at this event, you know, at Founders. It's a great place to do this show. A lot of great entertainment. We'll have a 50-50 raffle to raise some money for the cause. It'll be a $5 donation at the door to get in. We'll also be selling t-shirts and merchandise and that kind of thing, and some of the proceeds will go back to Access of West Michigan. But it's more than just providing some donations to the cause. It's about raising awareness.
Well, I know after 22 years of volunteering and in coordinating the Feedback concert to benefit Access, there would be no question you're motivated, John.
Yeah, and it's fun, too, because we've had so many great bands that have come through the system. We really have highlighted some amazing bands. I go down the list, and I go back and look at Domestic Problems, the Crane Wives, Midlife Crisis, Flashback, the Willies, the Fuzz Rights, Jimmy Stagger, the Concussions, the Nathan Kalish, Valentiger, Ralston Bowles. These are all, like, very well-known people in the community that have come together, and I've never had a problem getting musicians to donate their time to this. It's been a lot of fun.
Now we're going to listen to track one of...
Yeah, this is the Accidentals from their album Bittersweet. They're actually working on a brand new album that'll be coming out in June, but this is the one. This song's fairly popular. It's probably their most well-known tune.
Let's take a listen.
And I wondered how long this was gonna last. Because picture perfect memories just come with all those tougher things. And pain's the best reminder of our past. I watched the meteors fall in a world that hardly cared at all, leaving silver trails of dust across the sky.
That and more with my guests in studio. On behalf of YNPN, a local opportunity to support Access of West Michigan, which is a local nonprofit, and some local companies in addition to YNPN.gr, with marketing co-chair Autumn Hubbard and John Singovitz, editor of Local Spins. John, can I ask you what advice you'd give to others who are looking to start volunteering or getting involved with a nonprofit?
Well, you know, if you do, you will love it, because here's part of the motivation I had. You know, I left the Grand Rapids Press more than 4 years ago now and started the website. And at the time, I said, you know, I've known people at Access for a long time. We've been supporting them through this cause for a long time, and I really wanted to get closer to the organization and help out more than I had in the past. And to get on a board, to volunteer, to do some of the work that they do has been nothing but an eye-opening experience, and one that I find incredibly satisfying. And I think a lot of musicians I found in this area, especially in West Michigan, not only are they really ultra collaborative in the sense that they're willing to help out other musicians on their projects and donate their time, help them maybe during their shows and promote what they do, but they're also amazingly, very much willing to donate their time to causes like this. I mean, it's amazing how many benefit concerts and shows that you'll see around town, and a lot of these folks are donating their time and their effort and are very enthusiastic and passionate about the music that they put out, and are more than happy to help what's happening in the community. And it's all about community. And I think we need to build community. And a lot of that has to do with building a great music scene, but also has to do with, you know, helping those around you who need the assistance. And if you can do something to help out, you'll feel a lot better about it down the road. So if you've thought about getting involved with an organization, just do it, because you will not be disappointed.
Do you have a CD from the Honeytones over there?
We do indeed. Yeah. We do have the Honeytones. We've been around for a long time.
Go ahead.
But it's, Charlie and I, when we started this band, really didn't know what we were getting into as well. And, you know, we don't play out as often as we used to. You know, we do this mostly for fun and for a good cause. But our greatest joy has been doing feedback over the years, because not only do we get a chance to play with some other musicians, we're hoping the Accidentals will join us on stage for a few songs, and we get a chance to sort of rub shoulders with some of these really amazing, talented people. But, you know, you feel really good when you're all done and know that a lot of people have shown up for this thing and have really supported something that you know is going to do some good for the community. So,
Autumn, more on how to find out about the concert on April 10th, plus how to find out more about YNPN.
Absolutely. So the concert is on Facebook. You can check out either Local Spins on Facebook or Access of West Michigan. And we hope to see you there on April 10th at Founders. And then if you're looking for more information about YNPNGR, we are also on Facebook, or you can visit ympngr.org.
Great. And you know, it's good to be young, right? Right, John?
Yeah, absolutely. I wish I was still in my 20s, too. But, you know, we're trying to keep young by playing rock and roll. It sort of keeps you young.
It does come down to the passions that we can continue in our lives. All right, thank you very much, Autumn Hubbard and John Sigovitz. Again, going out with a little Honey Tones, we will.
Absolutely. Sounds good. What You Need Now from our album, Studio B.
Going to go out with this, John, but that's you singing.
It is indeed. Although we do have a female vocalist in the band, Susan, who I'm forcing to sing more of the leads because she's got such a fabulous voice. But you know, yeah, I can't help myself. It's just a lot of fun.
All right, John Sigmund's vocals and more. All right, a formal goodbye.
See you later, guys.